This is the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Oberlin. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And this portion is brought to you by Gary's Body Shop, reliable and reputable. For over 30 years, people have been coming to Gary's Body Shop on Route 58 South in Oberlin. And joining us this morning is Jan Rabarsik, the Lorraine County Joint Vocational School. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking all month. In fact, we're near the end, the last week of the month, but the last first Friday we were at Norton.
What does that mean? Last first Friday?
No, this is the last Monday of the month.
Right.
We're out talking in Oberlin on a remote. On the first Friday, we were on a remote as well at Norton talking about the month of October being Manufacturing Month in Lorraine County, and there's some special panels going on because they're looking for the future workers for that. So get right to the kids, and JVS is an important part of that, isn't it?
Right. We worked with the rest of the group of people this month putting together this series of activities for Manufacturing Month, and it's a little bit hard sometimes to get the students out of school and get them into some of these facilities. So what we wanted to do is to bring the manufacturers directly into not only our facility, but to Lorraine High. So on Tuesday this week, Lorraine High will host a panel of employers talking a little bit about the industries and the opportunities and the expectations, and then the JVS will also host two panels, one in the morning and then one in the afternoon for students to learn a little bit more about what kind of jobs and skills are necessary to be successful in those jobs in Lorraine County.
Who are some of the companies represented or the industries?
Yes, we have in the first panel on Thursday morning representatives from Diamond Products, which is a company in Elyria that makes blades actually for cutting of metal, cement, those kinds of things. General Plug will be there from Oberlin and Grafton talking about what they do. And then Whirlaway, which is a company in Wellington, will also be there in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we have EMC Precision, which is a company in Elyria, Crane Aerospace from Elyria, and then Flavor Seal, which is a company in Avon. An interesting connection in terms of manufacturing, because what they do is the netting bags, they do plastics that seals food, and in some cases can actually put flavor into the food. So it's used in the food service industry. So it's that little bit of a bend on manufacturing. We think a lot of times about the automotive industry and the aerospace industry and metals and plastic formings. But what they do is they actually work for the food service industry. So we're going to try to include some of our culinary students, not just the students who are normally manufacturing, to come in and learn a little bit more about how they could take their culinary skills and connect it into, into the manufacturing environment. I think everybody thinks that you only are, metal formers or plastic formers, but these are going to be culinary students who are going to get a chance to learn how that their talent and their gifts and their skills can be transformed into a manufacturing environment.
You know, and I think that's one thing Manufacturing Month does. It reminds us that it's just not a Ford plant or a U.S. Steel plant. There are so many more opportunities out there for people in all kinds of trades.
And absolutely. There's, welding positions. I mean, there's drafting and computer design, the engineering jobs. And then, we have the one program that is actually precision machining, where, students are actually learning the manual machining, but they're also learning the computer design and drafting. And then, there's also the back office, operations, and there's marketing, and there's communication opportunities. So it really isn't just what we typically see or think about when it comes to what we see on a factory floor. There's a lot more opportunities for people, and there's a lot of small businesses in Lorraine County who are doing some incredible things. As I was driving in this morning, I was listening to you talk with folks from the conservatory, and it was kind of, wow, I'm going to shift from music to manufacturing, and yet the precision and the talent that's required in manufacturing to make sure that those pieces and parts are exactly what they need to be in order to be safe for us, or that products are, it is kind of an art as well, to be able to take a piece of metal and form it with your hands on a piece of equipment just into something that is exactly the way it needs to be, to me is is as much of an art as anything.
Right. Well, the precision of making an instrument, too, has that detail to it. And he even talked about how that one guy moved his plant from one country or one place to another. Marketing changed the name, make it more appealing or whatever. So every manufacturing company does have sort of that connection to either its customers or the general public, depending on what type of product it is. Manufacturing Month is kind of a way to spotlight what's going on in the county. What has the JVS been doing up to this point as far as getting kids ready for this or just kind of explaining more of the opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it every day at the school. I mean, it's a part of who we are in terms of a lot of industries, 26 different programs at the JVS that we support. And so, you know, we do talk about that. We've been a part of the planning with the growth partnership with the Chamber and the Community Development Department, Team Lorain County, LCC, to try to plan these events. But like I said, we do this every day. You know, most of the students that are enrolled in our programs as juniors, particularly in the Precision Machine Technology program, by the time they get to January and February, they're really already working as juniors after school in facilities. Many of them end up being eligible for our summer internship program, which means they go out between their junior and senior year in high school and work full time. And then they come back into school and continue their education with that part-time work or after-hours working on the weekends. So, you know, we roughly do about 120 students in four different manufacturing areas. But I think if we had double that, we could find opportunities and jobs for students. You know, we met with the students the other day to kind of talk to them about what kind of questions the employers should focus on. And it was, it was wonderful to hear them dig deep to try to, you know, get to what opportunities really exist in companies, you know, in Lorain County.
It's interesting, I would think, too, just to hear what their perspective or their ideas or conceived ideas of what manufacturing is. Because they're the new generation of those people. So
yeah, and it's interesting because they were very clear about there were some students who really wanted to do the more manual production. They wanted to get on a piece of equipment and move it around, and that was where they saw their path. Where there was another group of students who liked the idea of the technology and the computer design and the programming of the machines. But there were students on both sides. I think we assumed that everybody would just want to get in there and program the machines and then watch the machine do the work. And that was not the case. You know, there were students who wanted to get on that machine and know that they physically did it themselves.
I think it's important, too, for them to talk to the people that are in the industry to also understand what's the reward for them. Why are they going to work every day to do this? You know, what is the joy that they get out of creating something?
Well, and I think that that's what we hope, you know, the employers will, you know, help them here, you know, see that there is that. I mean, anything you look at, you sit out here right now and look at the cars driving down the road, and you know that there are people in Lorain County who had a piece or a part in making that happen. Every time you, you know, use your oven at your house or you, you know, use your washing machine, somebody here very well could have had a part and a role in making that happen.
Well, back when we did our spotlight on Wellington, we had the people from World Away in. And they talked about how they basically made a part of a part of a part of a car, and they'd go to an auto show and say, hey, my part's in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit hard when you take young people into those facilities because what they see doesn't look like anything that they know. And yet the reality is when somebody starts to show them how it connects, then they know that they see it someplace. They're contributing to what's the foundation, really, of our community.
Well, we saw a lot of the students, at least the buses coming through, on their way down to the JVS today for the different disciplines that are being worked on over there. Our guest today, Jan Rybarczyk, Lorain County Joint Vocational School, kind of spotlighting Manufacturing Month and a lot of great things happening. Jan, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having us
this morning. It's good.